1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I thought we'd take a little break from the war and get into the spotlight here. We have Vernon Dozier. Yesterday we had the Masters. And Vernon, you sent an open letter to the L.A. Times, and it has a lot of parents at the school you teach at concerned. Now, you teach as a high school math teacher. You also coach football at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And I understand today you're having the second annual Belmar Festival.
We are, Phil. There's a group of students and parents here who are having a good time. We got some video games and things, so we're enjoying ourselves. And the letter that you're referring to, parents are going to be concerned no matter what you say, but my job is to teach my students, and the parents come in, they come in second.
Well, what you said to the L.A. Times, some think was a little bit inflammatory. You mentioned that you had problems with Mike Weir, who won the Masters Open. Just so people know, Mike Weir won the Masters, which is the top golf tournament in America. Mr. Weir is Canadian, correct?
He certainly is. The Canadians are celebrating his victory, I understand, today, and I don't think they should because they turned their back on us.
And when you say turn their back on us, you're talking about the Gulf War? I mean the war in Iraq?
I'm talking about the war in Iraq, yeah. And I don't think the time is right for a Canadian to wear the green jacket of the Masters.
But now, he won the tournament.
He did win the tournament, but and any other time I would think we would welcome his championship, but a Canadian winning the Masters right now, considering what they did to us, I mean, they already spit into our face, and now they get to hawk one up, and, you know, as I like to tell the kids, they get to hawk one up and hit us on the nose again. So,
well, there's got to be something that you would propose.
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. We went to war against one of the top terror sponsoring regimes in the history of the world. We asked Canada, would you like to come along? And all of a sudden, they're too busy. And now I've got to look at one of them wearing the green jacket of the Masters. The Masters tournament is the number one golf tournament in the world. It is a tournament that has to do with tradition. It is a tournament that has to do with traditional values. Hootie Johnson, who has been a personal friend of mine.
Now, let's tell everybody, excuse me, who Mr. Johnson is. Is he, he's the chairman of Augusta?
He is the chairman of Augusta, yes. And he right now is having his own fight with this woman who is...
you're talking about Martha Burke.
With Martha, yeah. This Burke woman who wants to get women in the club. And on top of that, of course, a few years back... some other things happened. I can't imagine what it does to him to have to see a black man teed up there on the. Now I've got nothing against blacks, and I hope you understand this, but it does come as a shock, I think, to all of us who followed the Masters for many years to see a black one, an African American teed up. After everything we've been through, I'm just saying things are going very fast.
All right, It's not going fast for me. I Tiger Woods winning the Masters is fine with me. Lee Elder playing the Masters is fine with me. Calvin Pete, any of the African Americans. As far as a Canadian winning the Masters, I don't know that I want to take it out on a Mike Weir that his country didn't back us up in the Middle East. But that's what you want to do.
It's not about taking it out on him. Look, Phil, you represent your country. The Canadians were asked to help. And they told us essentially to go take a jump off a bridge. And now, guess what happens? Not 3 months after they told us to take a jump out of an open window, one of them's wearing the green jacket of the Masters. Now, if you follow golf the way I follow golf, that only causes a deep burning pain. And I mean it burns to see something like that happen. And so what we have decided to do is I sent a letter to the L.A. Times, and I've talked about this with my students, and we are asking Mr. Weir, and we would also ask the Canadian golf professionals who sanction the professional game in Canada to have Mr. Weir return that green jacket until such time as Canada contributes significantly to this battle against terrorism.
All right, Vernon Dozier is a high school teacher, and you've just heard his position that Mike Weir, a Canadian, winning the Masters yesterday, a major golf tournament, is a bad thing because Canada didn't support us in our war on terrorism, and he should return the traditional green jacket. That is the symbol of the championship. of the Masters. And you say that Mr. Johnson, well, how do you think Mr. Johnson feels about this?
Hootie Johnson?
Yeah.
I have no doubt. I don't know how Hootie feels. I know how he's had his hands tied with this, you know, the woman. But I know Hootie's a guy that has just been hit and hit again. I mean, he has been trying to slow down and maintain the tradition and slow down this rush to change. Now he is like a bug on a windshield. He has just gotten smacked and smacked hard.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Vernon Dozier. Can I ask you a question, sir? And you are a high school student, or high school teacher.
I wish I was still a student, Phil.
No, you're a high school teacher, I know. You have a problem with African-Americans playing in the Masters?
No, I do not. I'm just saying that...
Because it sounded like when you mentioned Tiger Woods.
No, I don't have any problem with that. I'm just saying that the change has come very quickly for people like Hootie and myself. We believe in the traditional game. And all we wanted to do is stand out there on the highway of change and say, can everybody slow up? And what we've gotten for our trouble is to get pasted right across the grill of a bus. And I can tell you, with the greatest of respect for the professional golfers and to all the people out there, I think that we've got to slow down this change a little bit. And I think the best place to start is with this Canadian. Because you're not going to do anything... You know,
with the female or African American,
and I don't want to keep African Americans out.
Well, what about for the women in Augusta?
I would go with Hootie on that. I don't like to see it. I don't like it. I think it's wrong. I don't know why we have to have women in Augusta, but having a Canadian win the Masters at a time when our country is over there going it alone against this war on terrorism. To my mind, you might as well have an Iraqi win, because...
Well, okay, let's slow down.
No, but let me qualify that, Phil.
Let's slow down, because that's have an Iraqi win?
I want to qualify that, Phil, though.
Yeah, okay, because that's an extreme example to use.
Well, let me qualify that, Phil. I am not saying that Canada is Iraq. I'm saying...
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Well, but let me qualify that, if I could, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that... you have to understand what happened here a few months ago. We asked Canada, will you help us in the war on Iraq, or in the war on terrorism? Now, my kids, and I have to chastise them, because they do what they call hawk one up and loogie it. Now, I'm saying, and you know what I'm talking about.
You mean spitting phlegm?
That is correct. The Canadians reached way down and hawked a real big green one and sent that thing right into our face. So it just slowly dripped off our nose. Now,
all right, if we can stop being childish, sir.
I'm not being childish. I'm telling you that
you're saying the Canadians spit in our face.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Okay, blacks, women, now Canadians. Do you understand how it goes? And so,
I don't understand the comparison. Blacks, women, and now Canadians.
I'm saying that the problems that we've had. And now the Canadians win the master, to my way of thinking, is an insult. And I would simply ask Canada not to send any professionals down to the Masters until such time as we can see a little bit more of a contribution from them on the war on terror.
All right, you've talked about it. Are you talking about troops?
I'm talking about more than troops. I'm talking about a combat death. I am talking about...
You want to see a Canadian dead on the battlefield?
I am talking about a contribution similar to the ones that the British and the Americans and the Aussies made, yes, sir. Before they put on that green jacket, I want to see a Canadian buy it in combat. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it proves a little bit of manhood. And I think that it would certainly go a long way toward making people feel a little bit better about this guy Weir and whatever it is he's trying to do.
All right, well, keep in mind, Mr. Dozier, that I haven't heard anybody complain about a Canadian winning the Masters. I haven't heard anybody. I think you're the first.
I can guarantee you that.
And I also would like to say I've never heard anybody draw the analogy between a Canadian winning the Masters and Canada not helping us in the war on terror.
The day that I see a Canadian in a body bag, Mr. Weir could put that green jacket back on. No, I mean that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Since Canada didn't help us in the war on terror, should their golf champion give back his trophy, give back his green jacket, after winning the Masters. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He is a high school coach, a high school teacher and football coach from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, who wrote a letter to the LA Times saying that he was, quote, disgusted that a Canadian would put on the green jacket of the Masters Championship coming from a country that hocked one up and sent it right into our faces. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Say that again, sir. I'm sorry. Are you there, Mr. Dozier?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Could you say that again?
I said I think it's time a few Canadians start falling face forward and relive their glory from World War II. That's when you could count on those folks from the north of the border. But now a fight breaks out and they get their noses buried in the newspaper.
But the comment, you think it's time a few Canadians start falling face forward, meaning? Well, what does that mean?
I think they should begin to involve themselves in a little combat, a little close in, skin on skin, instead of whatever it is they do.
Well, whatever it is they do, they live their lives and they win golf tournaments, I guess, and you don't like that.
Not as long. Mr. Hendry, the moment that Mike Weir, a native of Canada, made his final putt and won the Masters, I could hear another American Marine fall as if on cue. I could hear another young American boy fall. The final insult.
You have a flair for the dramatic, sir.
Well, sir, I'm trying to speak the truth.
Well, but you have a flair for the dramatic. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Susie. Go ahead, Susie.
Mr. Dozier, you poor, ignorant person.
Oh, here we go, woman.
I feel like we need to apologize to all the Canadians.
I'm not apologizing to anyone, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sure you're too stupid to apologize to anybody, but
we're calling each other names.
Well,
that's
feedback.
How intelligent you are. You're calling me a name, okay. Well, I can tell you that you sound like a cow, then. A mooing, milk-laden cow. One that could use a tender hook or two. She there?
No, she's not. She hung up.
Well, she called me a name.
All right. Well, you don't have to return it. 1-800-449-8686. Tommy, go ahead.
Hi. I was listening to the show, and I'd just like to make the comment that I don't think that Mike Weir, being a Canadian and winning the Masters, has anything to do with the conflict between what's going on in Iraq. I certainly understand your stance that because Canada hasn't lent a contributing hand, that maybe they shouldn't be allowed to win golf tournaments, but, you know, the Masters doesn't have anything to do with American invitations. The actual Masters National Golf Club invited Mr. Weir to compete in the golf tournament.
Well, I understand that, sir. Well, I guess what I'm saying is he won. I'm not saying he shouldn't win. I'm saying he should give the green jacket back. I don't think that having him wear that green jacket is anything a dead Marine would want to see, or the family of a dead Marine right now.
Wait a minute.
I understand your point of view, and the only thing I was saying is, you know, Mike Weir, to my knowledge, his whole life has been geared around winning a prestigious tournament such as the Masters. I mean,
right.
You're going to play golf, and you say that you are,
I'm an avid golf fan, yes,
you're
sir.
You're an avid golfer, yeah. And so you can imagine, you know, between the Masters and all the other majors, that's the big daddy. And for him to prepare his whole life to win that tournament, who cares if he's Canadian, Iraqi,
well,
who cares where he's from?
Whoa, I do. Okay, I do. I'm sorry about Mr. Weir. I'm sorry that he has to come from Canada. You know, his parents, that's the luck of the draw. Can you imagine how those soldiers in Iraq felt when they saw that Canuck flaunt that green jacket?
I would hope that
now that would burn.
Soldiers.
That would burn.
And why? Why would it burn? The soldiers there don't care that Mike Weir is Canadian. I could probably. Why would they care that he's Canadian?
Do you see any Canadian soldiers over there fighting alongside our boys? No. Do you see any Canadian soldiers fighting and dying alongside our boys? No. And yet a Canadian is going to put on the green jacket worn by Bobby Jones, by Gene Sarazen, by Ben Crenshaw.
And Sandy Lyle, who's not from America. So who cares?
Yeah, but you know where Sandy Lyle's from? Bingo, Great Britain. And guess who's over there fighting and dying with us? The British. Got it. So,
okay,
Lester, next time I see a Canadian put on a green jacket, you know what that... Tommy, listen to this. You know what that sounds like, don't you?
Okay, we don't have to be crude.
Well, that's exactly what the Canadians have done right into our soup when we weren't looking.
I think you're being dramatic. I mean, I just think that's what I said.
I think it's a highly dramatic thing to say that the Canadians are hocking into our soup by winning the Masters. Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
Did you see the Masters, Mr. Henry, or are you talking out of your you-know-what? I mean,
excuse me? Because if we can, we're going to be gentlemen with each other.
I apologize, but did you see the Masters, sir?
No, sir, I did not.
All right. There he was, this Canadian, okay? He's putting on a green jacket that the black guy, Tiger Woods, is putting on him, okay? And he's got a big smile on his face, and he's having a great time, okay? Meanwhile, 10,000 miles away, United States Marines and members of the United States Army are fighting and dying so a bunch of Canadians can be free. Now, just listen to this.
All right, sir, I heard that, and I know that that's what you claim it is. And you also sound pretty tightly wound.
Look, that smile on his face meant, eat it, you Yankee dogs. I'm going to Disneyland, all right? And I'm getting so sick and tired of having to back them up so they can go out on the pond and knock the little black disc around and whatever the hell else they do. And I got to go over there and eat dirt 365 days a year so some Canadian can fly down to Florida in the wintertime and go, well, it's about time we go to the beach or whatever the Jesus sweet Christ they say.
All right. Hold on for a minute, and let's separate your anti-Canadian bigotry from your belief that they're hurting us in the war on terror.
It is not anti-Canadian bigotry.
Yes, it most certainly sounds like anti-Canadian bigotry to me. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. This is the first time I've ever called, but this guy just, I don't know. Yeah, he sounds like he's going to have a heart attack for one thing. But
I care about my country.
We got women over there fighting this war. So if a woman dies and put them in a body bag, can they play in Augusta then? I mean, I'm so sorry that you're a school teacher, and I'm so glad that you're not my son.
We have women over there, but I don't believe any of them have died.
Yes, they have died.
I live in Florida, and the only thing I don't like about the Canadians in Florida is the way they drive. I think you need some serious help, and
lady,
I hope you find it, because you're the most prejudiced person.
You haven't said. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not prejudiced.
Is like it is.
Wait a minute. I'm not prejudiced.
People like you.
I am not prejudiced. I'm simply.
You are too.
No, ma'am.
You know what? You're in denial, buddy.
No, ma'am.
You're like addicted to it. You need to go to rehab.
Maybe you can tell me a little bit about rehab.
I'm glad that the guy won the golf club or the golf tournament, and I watched it. And I feel sorry for you.
Look, let me make one point.
Your heart.
Let me make one point with you. First of all, when that Canadian put that jacket on. He might as well have gone.
Yeah! 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, he's a math teacher and a football coach at Belmar Academy. He believes that Mike Weir, a Canadian citizen who won the Masters tournament yesterday, he believes that's an insult to America and that he should have the Masters trophy taken away from him. He's from Canada. They didn't help us in the war on terror. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Welcome back. I'm on with Vernon Dozier, who is a high school math teacher, a football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, wrote a letter to the LA Times decrying the winning of the Masters by a Canadian player. Mike Weir won the Masters golf tournament yesterday. He wears the green jacket of the Masters, emblematic of its championship. And Mr. Dozier believes that that jacket should be sent back to the United States because the Canadians didn't help us in the war on terror, according to Mr. Dozier. Your opinions here do seem to be coming from a very emotional place. I heard one lady say, it sounded like you're going to have a heart attack. You are very emotional about this.
Let me explain why I feel, if I could. When I was about 17 years of age, I took a young lady to a hockey game. This was a game of the Detroit Red Wings, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'll never forget. It was over at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan, which is where I grew up. And I was sitting in the stands around the third period when a puck that was hit by one of the Maple Leaf players came sailing over the glass and was headed right toward me. And I'll never forget, I could see the disc heading right toward my head, which I thought was my head. And I stood up, and in a moment of youthful fear, I screamed. And the puck sailed over my head, and everybody around me started calling me sissy, pussy, sissy boy, fancy pants, and all this nonsense. And I will never forget that day as long as I live, because the young lady, she laughed at me when we went home, and I swore a blood oath to myself, and I really did. I got on my knees that night, and I stared at a cross that I have over my bed. I said, God, as long as I live, I will never let a Canadian cower me, make me feel fear, make me be not proud of myself. And I will never forget the night that I was called queer boy because I screamed at a puck hit by a Canadian. And I have tried to keep that blood oath to myself. And that's why I say what I say about Mike Weir. And
what is Puck Butler? What is that?
That was one of the names they called me. Somebody screamed, look at the Puck Butler, and that's apparently in Canada, that's an insult.
All right, well, I don't, all right, so you, this is a personal thing as well as a professional thing.
Absolutely, sir, yes, it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I hope that Mr. Dozier is not a high school history teacher, because he's got to get some facts straight before he makes stupid statements like that. We did not invent the game of golf in the United States. It came to us from Scotland. I don't know really ever who invented it, but certainly we didn't.
It was invented by an American who was vacationing in Scotland.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Is correct.
So somebody ought to know that. I mean, maybe it's an American game, but we know a lot about the Scotch history.
Well, that's right,
but
Americans invented it. They just happened to borrow a guy's front lawn over there. That's all they did.
Yeah, okay. So we got into it secondhand anyway, but at least secondhand, maybe first or second. Who cares? The point I'm trying to make is...
You know, you remind me of my father, my ex-father-in-law.
We look on Mike Weir out here in Utah as a Utah, and he went to the university at Brigham Young University. He lives in Draper, Utah, which is a little suburb of Salt Lake City, and everybody around here is very proud and happy that he won the thing, because we don't look on him as some foreigner whose country didn't support us. What the heck? We had a Spaniard playing in that course, in that tournament, with several other people from outside the United States. Are they not supposed to play even? This is an international game now, and it's a wonderful thing. And we're just delighted that Mike Weir won, and we wish this bigot to get the hell off the air and quit spreading his poison.
Paul, hold on. What do you want to say, Vernon?
I want to ask the gentleman, what town did you say Mike Weir lives in, sir?
He lives in Draper, Utah, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City.
All right, sir. Now, can you repeat for me very slowly? Are you trying to tell me, knowing what you know about our troops at risk in the Middle East, that you allow this Canadian to live in your community?
He lives in our community, and we're glad and happy that he does. It's not his fault what the Canadian government did or didn't do.
Wait a minute. Very slowly, sir, please tell me. Are you telling me you tolerate this individual living in your community, even though he comes from a country that told us to park it up sideways when we needed help in the war on terror.
We not only tolerate it, sir, we're glad to have him here because he's a wonderful man. And we're glad that he claims Utah as his United States home.
Hold on, Paul. Paul, are you all right, Mr. Dozier?
I'm, Mr. Henry, I'm fine.
Well, you're being very dramatic about the gentleman saying that Mr. Weir lives in suburban Salt Lake, and I think that that's and he went to school there too, Paul, huh?
Yes, he went to Brigham Young University, which is in Provo, Utah.
Right. So your problem is that this man is living in America?
I think, Mr. Henry, after the Canadians hocked one up from deep in their sinuses.
Oh, that's a bunch of nonsense.
I beg your
pardon? He didn't do it. He wasn't one of them who did it.
Did what, hock one up?
That's right. He didn't do it. He went out and played a game of golf and played it well enough to beat some people.
All right, but can I ask you, sir, do you think it's right for a Canadian to wear the green jacket?
It's right for anybody to wear that green jacket who knows that he knows how to play golf well enough to win.
You know, I just thought of something, Paul. That jacket is about as green as the snot that came right out of that Canadian sinus that went into my...
Come on. You're tying it up to some puck that just about hit you in the head, and I'm sorry for your feeling that way, and I don't blame you for ducking and hollering.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign of human nature.
Of course.
But it's human nature to want to live where you want to live. It's human nature to go to school where you want to go to school. They don't have a golf team every school in the country, even in Canada, but they do have one at BYU.
Well,
they've turned out some pretty good golfers.
Okay.
Johnny Miller and Billy Casper are both Utahns and proud of it. We're glad that they play the game, and we wish them a lot of luck. We don't care. We can't control what Canada does, and neither can he.
Do you think it's right for them to call me Puck Butler?
No, it wasn't.
All right.
I'm not sympathetic with the people who called you those names. I think that they were as short-sighted as you have been in this thing.
Well, Paul, you're a gentleman. I at least appreciate that much about you.
I hope that you'll change your mind about Mike Weir, because he's a wonderful guy.
Oh, I don't doubt that he's a wonderful guy.
Why can't he win a tournament?
If he can win the tournament.
Tiger Woods and a lot of other people, he must be pretty good.
See, now there you had to mention. See, why did you do that? Why did you mention Tiger Woods?
I mentioned him because he beat him and a lot of other people who play good golf.
Yeah, but there you go again. You're mentioning first the Canadian, then the black. You're going to mention a woman now?
Oh, come on, pal. You said to me you're not big enough.
I don't set the rules for the golf tournaments down there, neither does anybody else. I had a son who lived in Augusta, and all I know about it is we drove by one day and looked through a gate, and it's a beautiful place.
And it's very nice.
Golfers are happy to play there, and I don't control
all
who
right,
plays there. Men, women,
I'll
children,
tell you something
anything
right now.
Else. But
I would,
they
I would
play
rather...
by their rules, and they try to accept them. But I don't think that Canada has anything to do with Mike Weir. He played golf as an American at an American school.
Get a shower.
And
I'll be right back.
He did.
All right. Well, Paul,
I want to ask you something, sir. And I mean this. Have you ever had the skin flayed off of your rear end? Seeing a Canadian win the Masters is the same thing for me.
Well, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you.
Well, that doesn't pay my bills.
Between a hockey game and what happened to you, which I'm sorry has happened. And I'm sorry you got called bad names, but that's no excuse for you to call Mike Weir bad names or to insult the Canada the way that you've insulted them. I don't think that's very, very sensible. I don't think it's a good thing for you to stand like that and take that position in front of your school kids, because they're going to grow up being as bigoted as you are. And I think
I'm sorry, Paul. Could you repeat that, because I was having to get a glass of water.
What's that?
Could you repeat that? I was getting a glass of water. I'm sorry.
I can't repeat it exactly the way I said it, but I think that you shouldn't stand as a teacher in front of a classroom and tell them things about Canada and Mike Weir that are simply not true. I don't think that's good teaching. I've been a teacher, and I would never stand in front of a class and say something like that, link up a man who's playing a game with the fact that his country didn't support us in the war.
Right.
A lot of countries didn't support us. Will you not let their people play in the tournament
Paul,
to win the championship if they're good enough to?
Are you there, Mr. Dozier?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Never mind. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. And let's go over here to Gina. Gina, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss, I don't want to insult you, but you're comparing apples and oranges. There's, one has nothing to do with the other.
What are you talking about, apples and oranges?
You're comparing... golf is a game. This man was invited to play the game on his merits.
But why does
golf.
He have to be a Canadian? Why?
So
why?
Good.
Why?
So what?
So what, ma'am?
Because you have... Just because you have a hard-on for Canadians, because you think this Canadian hockey player was aiming for your head.
Ma'am?
She probably should have hit you in the head, because maybe you'd have more sense.
It's oh, so you would want me to have a fractured skull. So you want me to have a fractured skull?
No, I don't want you to have a fractured skull. I want you to stop thinking that people who deserve to win a game on their own merits as a golfer has anything to do with the war.
How do I get over this?
It has nothing to do with the war.
I understand, but I it just eats me up every day, Gina.
If you're so upset with the Canadians, then what our government needs to do is if they ever need help, we just tell them, tough, you didn't help us when we needed it. We're
yeah, that's,
help
oh, yeah, sure, that's going to happen real soon. Hey, America, we're going
to
invade Russia. Would you help us?
It's a game of golf.
Every
you're
time.
You're dragging something into this that it has nothing to do with.
Ma'am,
it's a game.
I can still hear... Her name was Julie Cahill. I can still hear her.
But that's
laughing.
Your problem. Do you understand that that's your problem?
She laughed
it's
at me.
It's the way you took it.
Would you excuse me for a minute?
What are you doing, sir?
He's flushing the toilet.
Sir, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, but that the old guy talks so long. And I... Ma'am, can I ask you a question, Gina?
Yes.
Have you ever been called a puck butler?
No, I've been called other things, though, and it doesn't matter to me. If those are the people that are going to call me names, I know what I am, and I'm very confident in myself, and I'm very, very secure. So if those people wanted to call you names, then that's their problem.
Right, I mean,
you took it that way.
You got this whole thing about Canada winning the Masters and not supporting us in the war on terror because
it's
a girl...
It's got nothing to do with anything.
A girl laughed at you because you screamed when a puck came at your head.
Can I ask
you did that to yourself.
Gina, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What have you been called?
Will you forget it?
I've been called a bitch. I've been called a whore. I've been called a lot of things.
A whore? Who called you that? Who called you that? A boyfriend?
Probably at one time.
Your dad?
Never mind.
Oh, my God. My father would never call me that. Why, did your father call you names? Maybe that's what your problem is.
Yeah, my father called me Fancy Pants once.
Well, that's what your problem is. You need to take it up with a therapist, not the Canadians,
but,
not this poor guy that won this golf tournament.
Have you been called a bitch and a whore? Was that your husband? Your husband called you that?
My husband has called me those names, yes.
Did he ever call you the C word?
No.
Because you'd leave him if he did that, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm going to leave him anyway, but that's not what
I'm saying. You're leaving him? Well, you know, years ago...
Are we still on Canada and the Masters? What are you doing here?
I know.
Gina,
you're getting totally off the point.
All I'm saying is that when that puck came sailing at my head and I lost my control of my bowels a little bit...
But that's your problem.
Why did it have to be a Canadian?
I did that to you on purpose.
Why did it have to be a Canadian?
Mr. Dozier in the crowd. I'm going to aim for his head so I can embarrass him in front of his girlfriend.
You think so, huh?
All right, listen.
Yes, I do.
Gina, thank you for your call because I think you made a lot of good sense. And Mr. Dozier, what do you mean you lost control of your bowels?
Well, it's the way most of your bits wind up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Just trying to bail this one out.
That's fine. Vernon Dozier hates Canadians because he thinks a Toronto Maple Leaf was aiming at him one night when the puck sailed over the glass. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy.